But the church, they went to church, particularly the Pentecostals, they shouted, they danced and did chicken dance and all of this. They didn't go to school, they didn't learn anything. So we couldn't go in the Word of God and give America wisdom. I said, how could we carry our Bibles around for generations and we did not lead the way in science when all the foundations are here? Do you know how many years science believed that the world was flat until satellites showed that the world was spherical? But yet the Bible said thousands of years ago that God sits on the circle of the earth. But we don't read our Bibles. We could have taught them wisdom. So something will happen tomorrow. It's called the eclipse. So I want to do a short message here that I'm calling the eclipse of 2024. Amen. Hallelujah. If you cannot hack it, pray in tongues. But you know, I have a grace to explain complicated things simply that anybody can get it. So I know you will get it, except you don't want to. And then some of the things that may come out of it, you may not like. As always, what's new? Celebrate. This is resurrection. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for blessing me now. Thank you for causing your people to understand the mysteries. Thank you for the signs in the heavens, as you promised that will happen in these last days. Open our understanding and let us see your way. Thank you for teaching us spiritual things from natural things. Give me unction. Cause your fire to be ignited. That even in this teaching, that life will go forth. We give you the glory and the praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. All right. As I referenced in my prayer, the Bible tells us clearly that in these last days, there shall be signs in the heavens.
Amen.
Now watch. I have seen people who cannot read. You hand them something. Say, read this. He sees letters and numbers, but he can't say what it is. You notice, it is clearly written, and if you can read, you can read it. That's the same thing that happens. Without understanding and revelation, the signs will be before you, and you can't read it. You won't understand what is going on. An eclipse is very spiritually significant, as I will show to you. Now, I know there are preachers out there that are manufacturing things. I don't know whether they're true or not. They're saying that the eclipse that happened a few years ago, it went through all these cities called Salem, peace. And then, now, that this one is going through all the cities called Nineveh. And then, in the intersection of these cities, at one point, is a city called Rapture. I don't know any of that to be true. But if it is true, amen. If it is not true, amen.
Amen.
At Resurrection House, we are not worrying about him coming. We were just shouting and praising him.
Amen.
If he shows up, we go.
Amen.
We are ready every day.
Amen.
We are ready. Hallelujah. We don't need Gog and Magog. No, we got fire in our bosom. We got joy in our hearts. When we get on our knees, we hear from God. Even when we are driving, we hear from God. Okay. It's people that are living outside the realm of glory that are afraid of Jesus coming. Let him come anytime. This young lady, I used to disciple. She told me, she tells the Lord all the time, Lord, you have to give me a husband. And allow me to have my wedding night before you come. She said, I waited all these years. So you need to let me have my wedding night. I said, poor thing. If you knew the glories of heaven, your wedding night would be stinking. All right, now watch. She finally got married. I told the guy marrying her not to marry her. His wife died. I said, marry one of your daughters. This is a stranger that don't know your ministry. She's going to come in here and tear up everything. Then I found out that even his spiritual fathers warned him. All right? He told me that God spoke to him and told him that he was sending him to America to preach the gospel. I said, then let God send you. Don't manufacture it. So God speaks to him that God is sending him to America to preach the gospel. So he gets online and goes to the dating sites and picks one. Don't go, oh, you know, you've done some dumb things too. I mean, we got all the Holy Ghost, and yet we do some.
Amen.
All right now. So, while the wedding, I couldn't talk them out of it. So, I went and did the wedding. The wedding even was anointed. He was slain in the spirit, face down. And all the bishops and all the, I mean, it was at least 100, over 100 bishops were at that wedding. And when the glory moved, I looked back there. And I saw one guy sitting on the edge of his chair going like. And I looked at him and said, well, I know they told you that those of us in America don't pray. He said, yes! In other words, I don't expect anybody from America to carry fire. Amen. They assumed that we came to America and died. All right, fast forward. But what happened on the eve of that wedding, even a blind man could have seen. This is not your wife. Because the way she went off, hallelujah, seven devils manifested. In my book. I asked him, are you sure you're still going through with this? But now watch. There was an express mail that came from the U.S. Embassy. And he was so determined to do it his way, he refused to open that mail. He said he would not open it until after. I told you I was talking about the eclipse. Yeah? See where I am, but I will walk my way back. Amen. He said he would not open that express mail until after the wedding. Then, after that wedding, I don't remember if there was a reception. Don't remember. He opened the envelope. Guess what was in it? The U.S. Embassy will have what they call visa lottery. And when he opened that express mail envelope, he found out that the U.S. government granted him permanent residency in America. God had already worked out what he promised. But he went and caused an eclipse. He put his stuff in the face of the sun. And he blinded him. And then after they succeeded, he passed. And he woke up saying, what have I just done? She had a wedding night. They're already divorced. It was so turbulent that I was surprised that he made it past 1 year. And then by the second year, she moved out and bought her own house. She got some money. And third year, they're divorced. But again, I always laugh at such things. Then when the things started falling apart, he reached out to me. He said now that he's under my covering, that he will start sending tithes, and he wants me to come and fix this thing. I don't know where people get the idea that I'm a magician. Don't you see that God gave you a free will? Even he cannot change your will. And if you stubbornly decide you're going to destroy yourself, he's going to let you have your way. But his grace will keep him there to help you when your trouble comes, but he's not going to get you out until you have suffered. Okay, this is not a gospel you want to hear. Apostle, is this the fire? Yeah. You suffer through it, and then when they see that what caused you to get in it is changed, that's when they start talking about getting you out. Amen. Hallelujah. So there are signs in the heavens, and they're teaching us the mysteries of life. And I want to show them to you. We all know that an eclipse, it happens when the moon that is supposed to give light at night gets between the earth and the sun. Now watch. The moon is so small and yet can accomplish such a great thing. It's amazing what happens, how little things out of order can get so much done. The moon is only a fourth of the earth. I told you the circumference of the earth is 24,000 miles. The moon is only a fourth of that. The sun is so massive. Hey, when the armor bearers came to pick me up, I said, now, if you just think about the sun, all your unbelief and stress will run for terror. When you discover that God can put up such a light in the heavens just by saying it. One psalm says that he breathes out stars. Watch. The smallest star you see in the sky, the closest star to the earth, is 4.5 light years away. Okay. I've explained it years ago, but let's give it a go. What is a light year? A light year is the speed of light. Bim, light has gone 180,000 miles. Can you believe that? Can you even imagine such speed? They say that light goes around the earth about 6 or 7 times in 1 second. Speed! So when he tells you that God is light, the earth is too small. Amen. He can visit 7 billion people in 1 second. What a mighty God! Come on, let me give you mysteries So now, this little guy, the moon, ABC News says it's going at 2,000 miles an hour. Even at that, the moon is going at 5.5 miles a second. Then it's gone 5 miles. Those of you that are wondering, how will God take care of me? How will God solve this? Could you tell me what engine that's driving this planet to make them go this fast? If not that God just said so. What's driving them? What engine that's propelling them? What rockets? That's why I say you need a slap offering. If you allow yourself to be stressed, no, it's your mind that ran out. And when you don't know, just start thanking God that He knows. Lord, I don't know, but you know. And I give you praise. Hallelujah. You start talking in tongues and lift your hands and magnify Him. And all of a sudden, the glory will enter the darkness and pierce it and drive them from you. Because there's so much we don't understand. And this stuff is too high. Watch. The diameter of the sun. Are you ready? For the sun to go from one tip of the sun to the other side is 864,400 miles. That's how big the sun is. From one end of the sun to another. I didn't say the circumference. I said the diameter is almost 900,000 miles. That is why the sun can be 93 million miles away. And your heart. It's like you turning on the headlamp of your car and it goes 93 million miles. God turned on a light and it travels in 93, at the speed of light, it takes the ray of the sun 7 minutes to touch your body. Light goes 93 million miles in 7 minutes. No, I am describing omniscience. Because I don't know what you guys are meditating on. All you have to do is just think about it. He said, the heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament, His handiworks. He said, the invisible things of Him are clearly understood. How? By the things that are created. He said, those are the things you should meditate on, not on your problems. That's how you entertain Satan. No, you refuse to meditate on it. I'm going to keep my eyes on Jesus. I will meditate on what He said day and night. You get out of depression. Because what Satan does is, to keep your focus on the issues. And before long, that's all you think about. That's all you're praying about. And your joy is gone. And you feel riddled with problems when there are no problems. It's just your focus is off. I told you I came to rescue you. You're on your way back. I'm showing you. I am showing you. It was cooked on the altar. This is how you come back. Can you imagine almost 900,000 miles? One sun. He said, now the circumference of the sun is 2,715,396 miles. And his task is to give the universe, not just the earth, the universe light. And everybody rotates around the sun. Why? That's the mystery of Jesus Christ. For God is a son, and everything revolves around him. Now watch. I told you that the sun is almost 900,000 miles. The moon, I did a little calculation.
Not even 3,500.
Even America is bigger in width. And something so small will go and block something so huge. And you have suffered so many eclipses in your life where Satan will take a little thing and block your view of Almighty God. And all of a sudden you start thinking of him as if he's a man. When you think about a problem, you don't know the answer. Then you get discouraged. Who told you you are supposed to solve it? No. At the point your mind ends, that's when you roll your care over. I said, I know I can't handle it, but you can. And you want him to hurry up and do it, you get up and start bragging in front of the devil. I know you think you got me cornered, but I just turned you over to him. You watch, he's about to show up. Hallelujah. You start talking smack. And God will say, but I hear something that pleases. That's what Paul and Silas did in jail. They started singing and praying. God said, I hear a sound. I'm about to give an earthquake. Beloved, this is one of the most unusual messages that God has ever given to me. The eclipse of 2024. The mystery of the eclipse. The mystery of the sun and the moon, the man and the woman. Wow! It was incredible. This message brings to the forefront the majesty of our God. Can you comprehend 900,000 miles across? That's not even big. Big is an understatement. That's the sun. Almost 900,000 miles. How many Earths will that be? And the Earth is hustling at such speed, and it takes the Earth 1 year to go around the sun one time. Going day and night without stopping. When you look at what God has created, how do you, even if you try to construct such a thing physically, it may take a whole lifetime just to get to one end. 900,000 miles. I didn't say 900 miles. 900,000 miles. Ooh, showing the majesty of God. I believe the book of Psalms says, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. Glory. He said, the Lord will give strength and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. That's why we are declaring your comeback. It's just that you've been meditating on the wrong thing. And I'm teaching you how to get out of that. Put the problems aside. Get your heart back on the Lord our God. His greatness, his power, his majesty, his excellence, his glory. We can't even count the galaxies or the innumerable number of stars. And hey, it's amazing. He's just designed to declare his glory and his majesty. There's no way you can be depressed meditating on that. Life will rush in. The Holy Spirit will be testifying in your heart. The faith is your victory. Glory will bring you to victory. It says you're on your way back. You are recapturing lost time. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible tells you how to recapture lost time. Yeah, it says you teach God's wisdom to the unsaved as you bring them into the kingdom, you are given time that you can never go back to. He said, you redeem the time. You redeem the time. You have so much to regain if you listen to the voice of resurrection and learn these truths. You will minimize a lot of satanic dance over the yesterdays of your life and the mistakes of yesteryears and things that you can dwell on and be full of regrets. You can actually start moving forward. You're on your way back. You're on your way back. Amen. We celebrate it and we thank God for it. That's why we're sharing it with you. This is an amazing message. It's not something you can cook up on your own. It was given from heaven and it's life-changing. It's life-changing. You should watch it over and over again. I was thinking about asking them to put it on jump drives and we can send it to you for any gift in support of the ministry. I said, thank you for your support. You listen to this message on the eclipse of 2024. And then you will begin your quest to get rid of all eclipses, anything blocking you from the face of the Lord Jesus. We are commanded to look unto Jesus. And then you're able to kick them all out and end to every eclipse in the mighty name of Jesus. You see the natural eclipse? You can't look at it directly. It will take your eyes out and you become blind. So you shouldn't be looking at problems directly. You should look at them through the Word. That's what I told you. You need that thing, that protection, before you can look at it. I put on the glass they gave me. I couldn't see anything. But when I look up to the sun, I see it. And I saw the moon at the tail end of it. I caught it at the end when it was leaving. But on the news, I saw it, you know, moving at that 28, 80, almost 3,000 miles an hour. Moving until it covered the face of the sun where the people were located. We were on the side view of things. I don't know what your eclipse experience is, but get this one. This is the real experience. You will learn something. I'm going way over time this week. I don't know, but God bless you. Receive grace in Jesus' name. Put your seed in the ground today. Move all these eclipses out of your way.